Good morning, everyone. This is John Alls, and on behalf of Independence Baptist Church, I'd like to welcome you to our radio broadcast this morning. Last week, Pastor Reynolds talked to us about how to make a scripturally sound family. And as he mentioned last week, what the family accepts will eventually become what society accepts. And so it's extremely important that as individuals, and then as families, that we follow the Lord Jesus Christ in all things, and that's what we base our paths and our directions on in our life. Now this week, we'll be starting a short series talking about the inspiration of God's Word. And this morning, we'll be focusing on which Bible we should be using. So for those of you that have a Bible and would like to follow along, Pastor Reynolds will be speaking to us from 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. So let's go ahead and turn it over to Pastor Reynolds as he starts this new series about the inspiration of Scripture.
This morning, I'd like to think of the subject, which Bible is the right Bible? Or is there a right Bible? I want to read the book of 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 and verse 17. The Bible said here in this place, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. I must say at the very beginning of this message that we really believe that the King James Bible is the only Bible that we ought to use. Actually, it is the only Bible that is used at Independence Baptist Church. We don't mean to be old-fashioned, but we do intend to be right before God. You know, you think about it, that God is the only one that really matters. It's God's Word. It's not any kind of word from any man, but it is God's Word, and God's Word exactly. The fact is that we at Independence Baptist Church believe that every other version of the Bible has the wrong foundation. They have a foundation that's been created by man to fulfill the desires of man. Think of all the people in the whole wide world who did not have access to all of these many versions of the Bible that is available today. What in the world would they do? You think about it. What would they do? You see, we believe that the Holy Bible, that is the King James Bible, was written by men, and men that were divinely inspired. We believe that the original Bible, it is a perfect treasure of heavenly instruction. We believe that the King James Bible has God for its author, that it has salvation for its end, that it has truth without any mixture of error for its matter. We believe that about the King James Bible. We believe that the Bible reveals the principles by which God will judge us, and therefore is and shall remain unto the very end of the world in which we live, the true center of all Christian union. You think about it, that if God said it, then we ought to be united around it, right? We shouldn't try to arrange His words for our own benefit, but we ought to arrange whatever God said for His benefit, for His glory, and for His honor. We believe that the Bible is what God is going to judge us by, regardless of what man would say, that God will judge us according to His word, not our word, but God will judge us according to His word. I believe that God will use our words against us. God will use our words in such a way that would glorify Him. This is what we ought to be doing while we're alive upon this earth, is glorifying God, not trying to figure out whatever Bible we want to use. You think about what the Scripture says. In the book of 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16 and verse 17, the Bible says all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. You think about it, that all Scripture, not all the man's words, but all of Scripture is given by the inspiration of God. It is given because God wanted us to have it. The Bible has not been given to us by man, but it is given to us for man. The word inspiration actually means that the Bible has been God-breathed. So God breathed upon holy men of old who wrote down in the Scriptures the things, not that they understood, but the things that God desired for them to write. And they wrote it down. The Scripture goes further in the book of 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16 that the Bible is profitable. You think about what that means. That it is good for us. You know what a prophet is? A prophet is what a business has left over that is a benefit to that business. That's what a prophet is. And so the Bible is profitable to us. There's something that God wants us to learn out of the Bible. And so the Bible is good for us. The Bible says that it is profitable for four things. In 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16, the Bible said that it is good for us to have doctrine, that it is for our reproof, that it is for our correction, that it is for our instruction in righteousness. Oh, what a grand, glorious thing that we find here. When the Bible says that it's good for our doctrine, it means that it's good for our doctrine. It's good for us to understand what God wants us to know. God does intend for us to learn some things about the very Word of God. He wants us to know more than just what we know while we live down here. But God wants us to know what He has for us. The Bible said that it's good for reproof. That is, conviction. That is, that the Word of God rebukes with such effective power that it is able to bring about conviction of sin. Listen, the Bible is good for us because it tells us what God is thinking. This is what the Bible is all about. In the book of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, when Jesus was here upon the face of this earth, He had many conversations with the Pharisees, the Sadducees, and those people that believed they knew more about the Bible than God did. You know, it's error for us to think that we know more than God knows. It is error for us to even try to correct His Bible because He knows what's best for us. And we ought to just believe what He says and just take it like that. The Bible said in the book of 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16 that it is, thirdly, it is good for correction. Not that we correct God, but that we correct ourselves. It is such an evident fact that everybody needs correction. We need correcting God's way. We need to see things from God's viewpoint, not our viewpoint, not the other fellow's viewpoint, but we need to see our lives from God's viewpoint. So the Bible is good for correction for us. The Bible is not only good for doctrine, for reproof and correction. The Bible is good to instruct us in righteousness. What a glorious thing this is, that God gave us His Word to instruct us in righteousness. What a wonderful message of truth that is. However, there's those today that believe that they don't need any instruction in righteousness. They want to fix God's word so it'll change what righteousness is. But it will not. Because what God expects of us is exactly the way it ought to be. Notice, in this passage that we've read, in the book of 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16 and 17, Paul is telling Timothy that it was through the learning of the scriptures as a child that he was brought to saving knowledge through faith in Jesus Christ. What does Paul mean? Read it, please. The Bible says all scripture is given by inspiration of God. These are things that Timothy learned when he was a boy. He learned about salvation. He learned about Jesus Christ. But where did he learn it from? You think about it, that Timothy learned all of this from the Old Testament passages. The New Testament was not even written at that time. It was not even there. He didn't have it available to him. So he could not have read just the New Testament and found out about Jesus Christ. But Timothy read the Old Testament passages, and there he found out about Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. This is what God desires of us today, is to learn of him from reading the Old and the New Testament. I pray today that you might understand that God wants you to learn of him by reading the King James Bible. There are many, many blessings that's awaiting you if you will just take your Bible and just read it and just pray that God would open your understanding to what it's really saying to you. It is an invaluable resource that is there available to you. And I pray that you might just take and use it for your sake, for God's own glory, and for God's own honor. And you're going to be the one that's going to receive the blessing from it if you just do what God has told you to do. There's many exciting things in the Bible that is available to you if you will only read it. And that is our prayer. And that's why we preach this about the King James Bible, is that you will just take it and just use it for God's glory and for you, that you might grow thereby.
The inspired Word of God is a very, very critical foundation for Christianity. And if we don't really believe that these words come directly from God, then how and why would we want to base our lives on it? You know, and this is yet another reason why it's so critically important to study the history and the foundation for the versions that you use. We want to make sure that it's built on the right thing. You know, and there's versions of the Bible out there today that have the wrong historical text that they use. So their foundation is totally incorrect. And so for the English-speaking people, the Independence Baptist Church believes from our studies that the King James Version is the one that's built on the right foundation and the one that we should be using. So if you'd like to learn more about this, you can log into our website at www.independencebaptist.org. And on the website, you'll find a book and several articles about this very topic that go into much more detail than what we've been able to get into today. We do want to thank you for listening this morning, and we also want to extend a special invitation for you to join us at our worship services. Independence Baptist Church meets Sunday starting at 10 a.m. for Sunday school class, 11 a.m. worship services, 4 p.m. prayer meeting, and 4:30 worship services. You're also invited to attend our Wednesday night Bible study that will be starting at 7 p.m. We are located at 124 South Main Street in Forestdale, Missouri. And looking at the clock, I can see that our time is up this morning, but we would like to encourage you to listen in again next Sunday at 8 a.m. for the continuation of this topic of the inspiration of Scripture.